Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. It's been quite some time now here on the Mysteries of Life series that we have been discussing on certain topics and concepts associated with true spirituality. One might say that through this journey, we ourselves have broken into a realm of understanding and realization. To be fair enough, it has indeed been an enlightening experience for me as well. For as I write furthermore about these issues, it leads me on a renewed journey of self-realization and enlightenment. We titled this second season of The Mysteries of Life as The Search for Enlightenment. Where else would you search for it than in meditation? Today, in this episode of The Mysteries of Life, we are going to demystify meditation. For those of you who have read the book, and I guess you would understand which book I am referring to, might recall William telling James one day that meditation is simply to be in the moment, that meditation is simply awareness, that meditation is not a conscious act, but indeed it is desired to be a state of mind. Meditation is indeed desired to be a state of being in which you ease into. People often say that they try and sit in meditation for a couple of hours. Some say that they try at least to put in 15 minutes a day. However, what many fail to understand is that meditation is not supposed to be something that you get into and then get out of. Meditation is a way of life. It is a state of awareness. It is the presence of complete and total oneness. What we desire to achieve in that 15 minutes of effort is this itself. However, the state of perpetual meditation does not come on its own. It's the combined effort of those 15 minutes through 15 lifetimes. Indeed, it is something that we have to work towards proactively. However, a realized master can induce such a meditative trance in a seeker. In such cases though, if the seeker is not ready for it, it indeed results in undesirable complications. Many seekers, as they walk along the path that leads to enlightenment, have felt and experienced realization in one way or the other. Nearly all of us have experienced realization or enlightenment in patches. An unusual dream or a chance instance of an out-of-body experience might be indications of the same. However, to remain in that state of enlightenment and in that state of realization as you work through the illusions of daily life is indeed a task that is hard to execute. What many aspiring seekers fail to realize is that spirituality is not something that advocates inaction. Just because you meditate does not mean that you do not work. Spirituality is not something that makes you sedentary and useless. Hence, if one is to truly progress spiritually, one needs to imbibe his meditation in his daily lifestyle. You should not need to be inactive in order to meditate. One should try and transform his entire life into a seamless meditation. When you are working, you are meditating. When you are exercising, you are meditating. When you are walking down the road to your office, you are meditating. In such a situation, wherein one is in complete unity with his soul, only when there remains no inner disparity and no conflict within the individual, it is then can he truly accomplish and achieve that state of being. Ultimately, that is the point which I am trying to drive forth over here. Meditation is nothing but a state of being. It is a state of oneness and completeness. A state wherein you are unconditionally happy. A state wherein within yourself you see no conflict, you see no desires, and you see no misdirected passion. Such a state of repose brings within itself great mental calm and heightened awareness. Do not misconstrue me when I say that in meditation there are no desires. Desires might exist, but they can also exist with the feeling of completeness. Desires can bring a kind of focus into your life, but what we need to remove over here is the feeling of unrequitedness and incompleteness that we feel within ourselves. Such a state of repose brings within itself great mental calm and heightened awareness. There are many who walk the spiritual path that experience this nirvana. Yet they regress back into their illusory existence. The maya of this mortal world is such that it always enraptures and ensnares the wits of the feeble mind and drags it back into the chasms of darkness. Meditation is indeed a way of life that can forever free you from this redundant existence. It is a way of life that can completely liberate you from your fears. Such a beautiful existence can only be brought into reality through meditation. For meditation in itself is that existence. When your entire life turns into a beautiful meditation, it is only then that you are truly enlightened. It is only then that you are truly realized. It is only then that you cease to be human. The search for enlightenment is thus a never-ending process of evolution that finally takes man beyond the boundaries of his own sinful existence and metamorphosizes him into the final expression of undefined divinity that we call God. Such are the meditations of life, and such are its mysteries.